Welcome, Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 116, Eero Pro Mesh Hands-On Review, and Apple Watch users can earn a limited edition fitness award with the International Women's Day Activity Challenge. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder from Anchorage, Alaska. In this podcast, you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, I will be giving you a hands-on review of the Eero Pro Mesh system and share Apple's Fitness Activity Awards celebrating Women's History Month. Let's get the show started. This hands-on review of the Eero Pro 6 Mesh system is needed and well warranted. I run into people weekly with router problems, and they look for me for tech advice. After several months, I realized my story is relevant in addition to existing tech reviews and Eero's marketing. Since my trusty Apple AirPort Extreme went by the wayside, I used a troublesome modem and router combination provided by my cable provider. Let me give you some background, and then I'll give you some info on the Eero Mesh system. I don't want to spend too much time on the negative, but it was very troublesome and frustrating. Significant latency and dropped signals. It was inefficient and a poor representative of my professionalism and technical abilities. I've read about mesh systems, did some research, and heard general positive comments about the Eero and a couple other mesh systems. Thanks to a friend who called me over the Thanksgiving holiday and told me Amazon had a sale on the Eero 6 Pro Mesh system and beacons. I was so frustrated and made the investment. The sale and reassurance from Amazon's generous return policy also contributed to my reason for change. It's a significant investment, starting around $225 and up depending on the size of your household. I know it's expensive, but remember why you buy Apple computers, which generally cost more. They work, and they work well. Eero is worth spending the money. It is now more than 3 months later, and it was one of the best decisions I've made in a long time. Everyone is happier now, and my troubleshooting problems are solved, and my tech friends are not poking at me. My upload and download speeds are great, no dead zones, and we can use multiple devices and no latency. This is important, especially during the COVID pandemic, with so many people in a household using various programs, from teleworking to schoolwork. I am so grateful that I risked this change. Let me now talk to you about the mesh system and the power that exists in this little router. I'll also finish off with talking about some of the services Eero provides. My first indication of making a good decision was evident as it was ready right out of the box. Literally in 15 minutes, I was on the network. Simply download the app, plug your Eero into an existing modem, and find out where the best place to place your Eero devices. Within minutes, I was online using my iPhone speed test application to optimize placement of the devices. I already was successful and wanted even more speed. The secret is in the mesh. Eero is a mesh system that brings Wi-Fi down halls, around walls, and to every corner of your home. Unlike a traditional router, which can leave some rooms out of Wi-Fi's reach, which was my scenario, an Eero system uses multiple devices that work together harmoniously to send connections in every direction and strong signal strength where you need it. Eero calls it True Mesh technology. True Mesh gets to your home and optimizes for its layout, your connected devices, and overall network usage. The result is faster speeds, greater coverage, and a more reliable connection. It avoids conflict. True Mesh technology is exclusive to Eero that relies on dynamic routing algorithms and real-time data for less speed degradation. It also corrects itself. If there's a disruption of any kind, True Mesh hops between Eero devices to keep the balance so your signal stays strong and uninterrupted. Depending on your house and where your Wi-Fi devices are located is where you want to place your mesh systems. For my two-bedroom house, I used an Eero Pro 6 and two beacons. Perhaps it was a little overkill for my house, but I'm a heavy user of data. I pay for 1 gigabyte speed, and up to now have not been taking full advantage of that speed. Eero 6 systems support speeds up to a gigabit, so we get effortless connectivity for our devices, whether my spouse is watching 4K movies and I am video conferencing using Zoom in the office. Eero Pro 6 covers up to 2,000 square feet and is tri-band with enough bandwidth to deliver high speeds to over 75 connected devices. It works and allows a faster connection and less congestion. Eero Pro 6 systems uses Wi-Fi 6 to increase the capacity and efficiency of your network. A single transmission sends data to multiple users in parallel and better fills the Wi-Fi channel. This leads to more efficient use of the channel and lower wait times for users to get their data. It's next-generation connectivity that maximizes the capabilities of the current iPhones, iPads, and computers I use. Now that I've talked about the Eero Pro 6, let me talk about the two Eero beacons I use and how they help my home network. Eero Beacon adds up to 1,500 square feet of coverage to your existing Eero and extends your Eero network with speeds up to 300 megapixels per second. Price is $119 US. Eero Beacons extend any existing Eero network to instantly increase Wi-Fi coverage throughout any home. Just plug your Eero Beacon into the wall outlet and follow the steps on the Eero application, which I'll talk about in a second. It's a wall plug which is perfect for rooms and is out of the way. It also has a nightlight feature which is sort of cool. It's also powered by proprietary TrueMesh technology. We have the Eero Pro 6 by the television and the beacons in each of the bedrooms. Now let's talk about the Eero application, which is free in the Apple App Store. The Eero app allows you to easily set up and manage your Eero Wi-Fi system. It's a true geek lovers application. This is definitely a bonus for the device. It helps you set up your network, provide the software updates to the devices, and allows you to monitor your network. It's truly an application a geek can love. There's a nominal fee service, monthly or annual, called Eero Secure, which you can subscribe, which will give you a whole lot more of services. Some of the features I like seeing are the usage data, including data uploads and downloads, speeds of each, security threats, and blocking of advertisements. If you have children, there are parental controls you can set. Probably the most overlooked feature is that you are doing this from a single point of control. What I mean by a single point of control is it is done where it comes into the house, so there is no need for individual repetitive protection systems on each of your devices. For instance, you now have ad blocking on anything that connects to the Wi-Fi system. I now want to transition on one of the ways Apple is celebrating Women's History Month and International Women's Day. I will be talking about the Fitness Activity Award. If you would like to see all the ways Apple is celebrating the month, please go to the comprehensive list that is at macminutes.blubrry.net or on the Mac Minutes Podcast website at macminutespodcast.com for the link. On March 8th, Apple Watch users can participate in the International Women's Day Activity Challenge and earn a limited edition award and stickers by recording any workout of 20 minutes or more. There's a graphic of the activity award on the Mac Minutes website. So make sure you get outside on March 8th and earn your award celebrating Women's History Month. That covers the topics for this week. The episode's mesh idea originated with Deborah, who lives here in Alaska and is a dedicated Mac Minutes listener. If you have a question, please reach me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or through the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutespodcast.com. Other places we post news and events are at Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. I'd urge you to join the Facebook Mac Minutes podcast group, where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. For all the Mac Minutes podcast listeners, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well and look forward to next week's podcast. So that's all we have for this week's Mac Minutes podcast. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Take care of yourself, and we'll see you soon as we venture onward with the Mac Minutes podcast. Be safe, be nice, and please stay well. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next week.